Thank you so much, Pastor Rob, Denise, and yeah, all the beautiful people in front of me. Lovely to be back here after 9 years, and it is so exciting to see that I'm coming after 9 years to the same congregation, and then also there is a relationship of more than 20 years. And I just want to encourage you this morning by just saying thank you for your faithfulness, continuing seeing Christ and lifting His name up as a congregation over time. That faithfulness to the Lord is such a witness and a testimony to many. Many things have happened, and I've seen in your congregation through the years, but you stick faithful, and thank you for you also for many years just being standing in there and being faithful. We really, really appreciate. And as Pastor Rob already said, we were so blessed by this congregation over the last 20 years. So many people came to visit us. So many friendships were being built. So many dreams and prayers about God's establishing God's kingdom within the African context. And all over, you will have to get used to my accent and all the Africans coming to all over the world. I was just saying to Rob, there's 140 million Africans outside Africa living now all over the world. So they become crazy, and I hope they will be a light to the nations and not just enjoying stuff there. So that is our heart and our hope. So yeah, so many came on outreaches, buildings we've built and planned together in Africa. You know, this is so many things that your financial support, and it's true what he says, we don't want to focus anything on money. We have seen miracles through the years. We have seen when God is in it and His Spirit is in it, He raised faith in our hearts. We looked at Him as the one that provides. And did we see this over the years? And we can just rejoice in that. So thank you so much from our side. I think the last time then we were here, as Pastor Rob said, Niels, we're also here. That was our director of organization. And today is not here. But basically, FCE stands for Foundation for Cross-Cultural Education, as you can see there. And we are basically in the second generation of this. I don't want to call it an organization, although we are an organization, but I want to still believe it's a move of God. When people say to us, how old are you? We're actually 35 years old. I say, no, we are 2 years old. Because I don't want us to rely on the things of the past and not seeing what God's Spirit is doing today. But the same principles of the 35 years ago is coming right through. And we just want to share with you a little bit what God is doing in Africa. And so the first question that we had to ask ourselves, what gives you, FCE, the right to exist? You know, it's a very tough question to answer when the Lord asks you to answer that question. And you know, I remembered very clearly in 1988, when we were together in a small camp of people, God speaks so clearly, I'm going to give you the book of Haggai, and you're going to build on the book of Haggai everything that I desire to share with you in the future. And so after this first generation finished and we went through COVID, and we will explain a little bit, we experienced a damn thing also, and Neil's passed, we were there, Lord, what are you saying? And all what he did, he took us back to the word that he shared in our hearts 40 years ago. And that is why this first word I want to just share with you. The reason why we exist is that Christ is the desire of all the nations. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more in a little while I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. I want you to believe it. if you see shaking around you, if you see nations not being shaken, believe it, that the Lord and His Spirit is doing something in the nations to bring them, their eyes to be put on the desire of all nations, which is Christ Jesus. I will shake nations and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord. I will fill this temple. Maybe we can just read, if you can just move to the next scripture there. I want us, those who want to follow it in the word can do that. But I want us to just for a moment stand still here as we explaining what is God doing with us as a body. But I see the same patterns where we travel and where we go, that the Lord is speaking to His church specific things in its time, and He wants to act in faith and arise towards that. Those who want to follow this is in Hebrews 12, verse 26, and up to 13, verse 1. Let us just read it together slowly. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now He has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now that's referring to the Haggai scripture. Now this in here is explaining what he means by that. He says, now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Let brotherly love continue. Let brotherly love continue. Let us just spend a bit of time on one or two things like this. So I want you to get a picture. So I love to work in pictures. See a big tree with a lot of dry leaves on and fruit, good fruit, rotten fruit, whatever fruit. And somebody comes and he come to shake that tree. So what is normally dropping? The bad stuff and the dry leaves and everything. And something like this, I want you to stand still on there. Something like the shaking, the removal is the first thing that needs to happen. And so God is in a time where He is shaking His church. He is shaking. He has shaken FCE as an organization in the last 5 years. Me and my wife at the time were feeling, we feel like running away. But then by His grace, He's saying, focus on the unshakable kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter personally what you are going through, even right now. It doesn't matter what have happened 3 years or 5 years or 10. Whatever shaking that have taken place in your life, just remember one thing. It is because God loves so much that He don't want you to stand in the midst and be part of rubble and things that needs to be away. Remove those things so that we can see the purity of Christ, so that we can stand on what the word is saying there. Since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace. It's amazing that he says, you know, in times of grace, what do you normally do? You point very easily a finger to somebody else. This is wrong. That is not right. And I like this and I don't like. The Lord wants to say, applying grace in times of shaking. And I want to encourage you, what doesn't matter what kind of challenge you are going through right now, applying grace. This is what we really love to, and by which we may save God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. You know, when we just worship this, the holiness of God, I don't think we understand this. But that word is quite a challenging word there. It says, for our God is a consuming fire. He's truly still today a consuming fire. He's a holy God. Man, may we never step into the position of his glory. Whatever belongs to him, let it be his. That the glory be his. And none of us will take the glory of God. And this is the kind of things that the Lord was speaking to us in this last time. Let brotherly love be among you. And I just want to encourage you with this. Maybe I must just tell you a short story what happened with us. And I think Pastor Rob knows some of this. Everything was going. At the time that he visited us, things were going so well. We were about 45 staff in this one place. We run a university. Everything is going so well. We have built by faith and trusting God brick by brick to build that buildings, a full university, a school, agriculture, nurseries, and community work to women, to everyone in the area. And everything went so well. And everything was just so amazing. Until one day a person came, he walked into my house and I said, "Sir, I have some message for you." I said, "What is this message?" He said, "You know, sir, do you see?" And he showed to the ceiling of my house. He said, "The water level of a dam that the government is going to build will be to the level of the ceiling of your house. And everything that is there built up for the last 25 years in his name will be underwater." Now you can imagine, you know, I was not very friendly. You know, sometimes we default really to our cultural things of old stuff, I must confess. I pulled out a few African things there and I said, "Sir, you're not serious." But that was the reality. I cannot tell you the whole story, but basically they want to build a new dam there and the Chinese government was very much involved in that. And we wrestled the thing through and the Lord says, and I remember the Chinese officer says, "We will build you a state-of-art university. Don't worry, Mr. Compion." And I, when you pray, "Lord, state-of-art university built in this way," and the Lord just say, "No." He even make more radical. He says, "I want you to break this down yourself. No bulldozer will go in here. You will break it down with your own hands because you've built it in my name and you will break it down in my name." I said, "Lord, I've never heard of something like that. I've never heard that you can break things in the name of the Lord." And then you read a little bit there, you said, where is it? In Proverbs it says, there's a time of building and there's a time of breaking. There's a time of breaking down. There's a time for everything. And in the midst of that, where everything was chaos and you see the rubble of all this beautiful school and your congregation were also involved in giving finances for that, and you realize hundreds of people were giving towards what God was doing. And you, one day I stand there in the midst of this rubble. I said, "God, nothing makes sense to me. Nothing. I just see the rubble, the buildings, the bricks all over the place, broken down to the ground." And then my eyes fell on a piece of paper in front of me and I pick it up. And this paper was a Christian teacher in our school that teaching a grade 4 class something about trusting God. And the topic of that was 5 reasons why you need to trust God. And I was reading and I said, "Lord," it's a bit of humoristic. And he said, "Lord, thank you. I'm back on faith and trust in you. I'm in grade 4. And I was looking at this paper and I just know this is God speaking now to you. And the simple message came to me is, whenever there is shaking that is taking place, trust me. Trust me. And I want us to encourage you. You know, the natural default for what we do when we are under pressure, what do? We say, "Lord, we want to understand." The Lord says, I didn't ask you to understand. I asked you to believe and trust me. And that, I want to encourage you, because that solid, unshakable kingdom of God is a reality. To finish the story, within 18 months, we had to rebuild. We rebuilt everything. Compensation was being paid. We could build 60% and rebuild 60% of what we had within 18 months. We used the rest to all our 9 training centers that we have in Africa to build more, to give more opportunities for training in that. And this was just an amazing time that we are together. I don't have the time to tell you all the blessings on this, but let us just move forward. Can you just click for me the next one? Continue more. We have already. Maybe I just want to say this one thing. The Lord have one desire, that when He shakes, we will not isolate, but we will know that He is raising up His church to, in authority, to march in the times that is coming. And the more pressure we're going to feel, the more we're going to say, Lord, we listen to your name and we're going to march. And I know this is going to be a miracle still, because He don't just want to let you march, but if the church of Mackay can start marching in the years to come and they can hear the Spirit of God, great victorious things will happen. What you've read in Acts, you will see again. You will see it again, because there's unity, there is authority in His church, and they're going to speak in the name of Jesus Christ. And that is one thing that we're going to definitely see. His glory will reign over the earth. Can you continue? Let us just say something here, and then we will watch the video. Let my faith arise in you. This is our word that we cling. I said, Lord, let not our faith, His faith. And I was thinking a lot, Lord, our faith, your faith. There is only one faith, and that's the faith of our Lord Jesus. You see, the one that is built by us don't produce obedience. We just talk, but it does not come to obedience. And if we love our Lord Jesus, we will do what He says. And so when we watch this, and this starting off with Niels, our previous director, one of his last words that he shared on our graduations to us, I think it was the second last graduation, and then just listening and sit back to something that the Lord is doing on the topic of Arise. Thank you, you can play.
Volume. Of these organizations, governments, departments, teachers are brought together to train a few people. Jesus trained 11 and they changed the world.
Now, sorry, you must go back. Sorry, just go back. Just go back. That video must continue playing. Don't stop it. Yeah. Play the video.
And each and every one of these organizations, governments, departments, teachers are brought together to train a few people. Jesus trained 11 and they changed the world.
Now is the time again to arise. Now is the time for us to arise as family, to arise as friends, to arise as former students, to arise as co-workers, as FCE entities. Now is the time again to arise.
For too long have we been silent, too long we've compromised, Too long we have been blinded and held captive by lies. Too long have we been overcome instead of taking ground. The battle is already won, so why aren't we seeing kingdom come? It's time to arise. It's time to arise. No longer bound by fear, His kingdom's drawing near. This is our time to arise.
Thank you. You can continue with the slide. Continue. So what we just heard from the Lord clearly, and I want to just for a moment say, this is also personal, and I don't know, maybe there's some word for you this morning that says the Lord, within the shaking, He wants you to arise. Whatever it is for you personally, for your family, take it by faith. He says, Lord, I trust You for this. And we've seen this. Glorious breakthroughs on that. So when Niels, the last 3 years of his life, he nearly made us crazy. And he had one word that he was just saying constantly, back to discipleship, realignment to discipleship. This is what the Church of Jesus Christ in our continent, and I believe it's all over, need to focus on. Back to discipleship. That is what I ask you to do. And you know, FCE got involved in many other things. The trees have grown too many. And the Lord says, prune the organization back. Prune it back and realign it back to what He said to all of us to do. And that is, all authority has been given unto Him. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe everything that is being commanded unto you. And I will be with you to the very end and the end of age. And if any one of us might be confused, Lord, what must we do? Make disciples. You will not be wrong up to the end of the age. Be disciple makers. And we've seen in Africa a big move that was focusing a lot on evangelism, which is good. And that is why FCE, the Lord showed us, bolt discipleship training centers every one day's drive from each other all over Africa, so that you just focus on what I said to you and continue in this, what I've said to you, to make disciples. To people that have entered the kingdom of God need to be shown how to live in the kingdom of God. And that is what is so exciting. You can move on. This is our first training center now, the new training center. I just want to quickly that we look at. So on the map there, you will see we start from the south. And the Lord spoke to us in the year 2000 that as His Spirit was poured out from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth, God is stirring up His church from the ends of the earth back to Jerusalem. And He asked us to walk on that road. So all the training is going on that road. This one starting in Pringle Bay, our new place. Maybe we can just watch the video on the next also, just to get an idea how the southern point...
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of His hands. As the heavens declare, so do we as God's children in the Foundation for Cross-Cultural Education.
I spread the glory of God by teaching biblical worldviews centered around the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
I bring Christ's glory through applying my skills that He gave me in obedience to His calling.
Serving people around us with the love of God our Father, I give my life for His glory.
FCE Training and Support is situated in the most southern part of Africa, in Pringle Bay. We are aware of how God reveals Himself through His creation, and our desire is to live lives that worship and obey Him fully. God's Word is the highest authority and the foundation of the way that we do life. We go to God's Word to find wisdom, instruction, encouragement, and correction.
God's vision for FCE Training and Support is Jesus Christ making disciples through us worldwide.
How is the training and support team in Pringle Bay accomplishing this vision? We focus on the following three areas: discipleship mission training, support, and outreach.
The discipleship mission training is all about being transformed by the renewal of your mind, by being rooted in God's Word, living together in community, and intentional mentorship. People grow together to live a kingdom lifestyle that glorifies Jesus. Our team is involved in conducting this training in various places in Africa and beyond, mobilizing, equipping, and sending out disciple makers to those who have not had a chance to hear God's voice. Arise, turn to God, and be equipped.
God has entrusted us with multiple skills, talents, and resources which we use for God's glory in supporting other FCE training centers, as well as taking hands with kingdom builders in the wider body of Christ. From FCE Pringle Bay, our team supports in various practical areas, as well as moving around, helping where needed. Arise and come to serve.
God's love compels us to get up and to go out to our neighbors and to the nations. The Holy Spirit continually strengthens us to take part in God's story. We take hands with fellow believers in our community to build God's kingdom, as we believe that there is great power in moving forward as one body of Christ. We are also actively involved in outreaches to disciple the nations. Arise to follow and obey.
The heavens declare the glory of God. Whose glory are you declaring? Now is the time. Let his faith arise in you to obey. Today.
Good. Thank you. Let us move on to the slides. Just 5 minutes, then we need to finish. This is the next training center in South Africa, and some of the people you might recognize there. And their focus is to make disciples in classrooms, training teachers to bring Christ-centered education through education. Continue. This is Okahania, Namibia, FCE. Namibia is a very small place. FCE Zimbabwe, where Carl and them is, and a former team in Zimbabwe. The next one is the new place after the damn thing. And you will see maybe we'll show you a video here also quickly. Just the beauty of God, how beautiful that place is right now after all the difficulties and shakings. Maybe we can just watch the next video also.
Welcome to FCE Gateway. As a school, we have been in the area since 2002, and we can say thus far the Lord has taken us. We have about 160 children in the school, from preschool up to grade 7, and we are a team of about 14 people serving these children. Our vision as a school is Jesus Christ making disciples through us worldwide. Four generations. We believe that God has established us as a school to prepare and equip this generation so that they will be in a position to disciple the next generation. That is a very long-term commitment which requires us to trust the Lord, to depend on Him, and to hear from Him each and every day how we can bring His kingdom into the classroom, outside the classroom, so that the communities will be impacted with education that is Christ-centered and that is life-changing.
Christ-centered education acknowledges the sovereignty of God, the power of the Word of God, and the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
And revealing the child with the revelation of the Holy Spirit, pointing them to God's knowledge and God's heart.
We have realized that giving practical skills is very important, as opposed to only giving our learners and our parents academic knowledge, because the practical skills will give them the surviving ability in the community where they are coming from.
It could be in the area of agriculture or needlecraft or cookery, or anything that they can discover which God has talented them in, and they can do it at home to help their living.
The Discipleship Mission Training is hosted here at Gateway. It is a course that aims to give biblical foundation in a person's life so that a person can function from God's perspective in everything in life, whether you're a teacher, you're a student, you're whatsoever worker. This is a very good course that is done.
We as Gateway, we are involved in the community in three different areas. One is child development, where we help the children to develop skills before they enter into preschool. Secondly, we are also involved in women ministry, where we teach them Bible study and also prayer. Lastly, we are involved in outreaches. When we receive the DMT students, we send them in the community to be part of the families to help in whatsoever area.
So here we are at Cotton Eden Farm, a little paradise in the making. It's a small-scale commercial farm that serves as a model and as a training ground for young people to be trained, to be discipled, to learn how to follow Jesus practically in their lives as he reveals himself through creation, through his word, and also in the intimate, personal relationship with him every day. In that way, young people will be trained also to start up their own small-scale commercial farm and multiply this whole idea of discipleship.
The school has imparted a lot of knowledge in me, and inclusive of the Word of God, that has been my foundation. They have caused me to stand firm and reach out also to others as they have been training me.
My name is Pascal Msao, headman of Kampondo Village. And it is not only that it's just the school, but the Word of God is there at the school. But you go in other schools, Word of God is not there, whereby children should know about God, Jesus Christ, who is Jesus.
We want to thank our Heavenly Father God for what is happening. Many lives are being transformed, many lives are being changed. And thank you for standing with us in prayer and your support. We continue to invite you to stand with us in praying for us as lives are being transformed and changed.
Thank you. This is just the next to a new initiative that came out next to the dam called the Pella God Gives. Maybe you can go on to the next slide. Then Kalungu, this is where we're training agriculturalists in Africa. And through this training center, next slide is Malawi, a beautiful place where God is raising up. It was Livingstone that was on that mountain declaring that this will be part of Central Africa. And then East Africa, maybe the next slide, you can just also turn it to the next slide. Thank you for your support to Amazing Grace Community. I don't have the time to tell you the miracles that God is doing in this place, but reaching totally unreached people about 2 hours walk from there, and we just thank God. Thank you for being faithful in supporting in this. Can you just go to the next slide and then we finish the next one? Yeah. The Lord, this is the message the Lord says, Africa arise with this 4 or 5 areas, and I'm not going to go into this area now, but from January this year, the Lord says, I want you to, my spirit wants to raise up something in this continent, and I want you to align with what I am going to do. It's not going to be FCE doing it, it's my spirit that's going to do that. You can just go to the last slide and let us just pray together. Father, thank you that Father, you, Christ Jesus, you're the desire of all nations. We thank you for that. And Lord, I thank you that from Mackay here, you are the desire of the people of Mackay, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord, that we can just pray that you will raise faith in this community, faith in our hearts, your faith that will lead us to obedience. Thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you that we belong to an unshakable kingdom. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that there is nothing that if we put our focus on you, we are on a solid, unshakable kingdom. And thank you, Lord, when you are shaking and some of this rubble is being removed, give us the strength and the power and the faith to trust you. Doesn't matter what is going in what circumstances they are. Lord, we declare this over the congregation also today. We declare that whoever feel they shaken their heart, they will trust the Lord Jesus Christ, and they will declare the glory of Jesus over that situation. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this. We thank you that we can come and once again affirm that we will go and see nations being discipled. We thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.